UN officials say Balochistan and Sindh provinces in southwest Pakistan are still suffering from the effects of torrential rains that hit the area following a devastating cyclone in late June. The United Nations Children's Fund says it is afraid primary school education could become one of the casualties of the floods. UN officials say the toll on educational facilities has been severe. UNICEF says more than 1,400 schools have been affected and more than 200 schools have been washed away. In addition, it says about 140 school buildings are being used to shelter families that have lost their homes during the floods. UNICEF says more than 67,000 primary school-going children could miss out on quality education when schools reopen in mid-August. Spokeswoman Veronique Tavo says last month the agency appealed for $6.3 million to provide water and sanitation and educational services for the flood victims.
The water sanitation interventions have been fully funded, but not education. We need urgently almost $900,000, and out of that amount of money, we only have received $60,000. So if we want the school to reopen and if we want the children of the two of the most affected regions in Pakistan to be back to school, we urgently need that money.
School enrollment rates in Balochistan and rural Sindh are the lowest in the country, particularly for girls. UNICEF says it worries that many of the few children that are going to school will drop out if something is not done right away to help them continue their primary education. Tavo tells VOA the money is needed to help 20,000 of the most vulnerable children go back to school.
The money would be used to rehabilitate the schools and also to provide the teachers equipment that they need, but also to have a psychological help for the children when they will go back to the schools because of the trauma they have had because of the floods.
Despite the lack of funds, UNICEF is working with local education authorities to support the reopening of the schools on time. Tavo says the agency already has distributed 80 school-in-the-box kits. Each kit contains learning and teaching material for 80 students and one teacher. In the coming weeks, Tavo says UNICEF plans to provide other essential school supplies so all school children affected by the floods can continue their education. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.